Good evening and welcome to everyone to the kickoff concert for the 1993 Augusta Festival weekend. And let me ask you this. I can't see anybody, but I know that a lot of you out here this evening. How many of you were lucky enough to be over here to the the Shetland Young Heritage concert beforehand? What a great way to start off the evening. And if you haven't heard those folks, you'll be able to hear them out at the park tomorrow. So make sure you put that on your schedule for the festival out in the park tomorrow. This week, at the fifth week of Augusta, we're featuring three themes: Vocal Week, Cajun Week, and Bluegrass Week. And performers and instructors from all three of those weeks will be taking the stage here tonight at this Friday night concert. I will be giving you a little bit more information about some of the things that are coming up that you can be looking forward to, but we're ready to roll right along. To get the concert underway this evening, I want you to please give a big Augusta welcome to the coordinator for Bluegrass Week, Lori Lewis, and the Bluegrass Week staff. Make them welcome.
Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce the Bluegrass Week staff. It's kind of a weird band name, I know, but it's our name. Playing the guitar, Scott Nygaard. Playing the dobro. Maybe I should say what bands they normally play in. Scott plays with Tim O'Brien and the O'Boys, and he is an O'Boy for sure. And from the good old persons on the dobro, Sally Van Meter. From my band, my favorite singing partner, Tom Rosum on the mandolin, and Grant Street. On the bass, also an O'Boy, Mark Schatz.
Thank you.
On the fiddle from the Dismembered Tennesseans, we've got Fletcher Bright. And playing the banjo from the great band Sugar Beet, Tony Furtado. And here is High Country.
Thank you.
Well, I guess Scott and I are going to sing one. I recorded an album a couple of years ago, and this one
None of you probably watch television, but in case you do, this one had some tunes on Northern Exposure, so it's kind of fun. This is a tune called The Blues for Your Own. Welcome to the stage our assistant dobro instructor, Mark Panfil.
Thank you. I'd like to do an Ernest Tubbs song for you now. And this is one I heard an obscure band do. First time I heard it, called the Stanley Brothers. And the name of the song is Are You Waiting Just For Me?
Burn.
Well, we're gonna change from slice to dice here and play a good old-fashioned fiddle tune that
Fletcher.
Sorry.
One of Mark's best friends.
I was just pulling on my pants about 20 minutes ago. I'm still trying to catch up.
All right, I'd like to send this one out, Mark, to Melvin Wine, who's sitting out here on the second row.
Yeah, I'll drink to that.
This is one that has several titles. One is Johnny, Don't Come Home Drunk, and the other title is Don't Come Home Drunk Johnny. I think some other people have recorded it. Mark and Scott recorded it with Tim, and they called it Don't Come Home, Don't Get Drunk.
Johnny,
Don't Get Drunk.
Johnny, yeah.
I always thought it was Don't Get Johnny Drunk.
Well, I think the idea is that Johnny can get drunk so long as he doesn't come home drunk. We have a lot of fun with this. We might have a little...
We got a special guest with us tonight. And it's such a good old-time feel to it. We wanted to get a dancer up here. So we looked around and we thought, who could we find around here?
We auditioned a lot of people.
And
Only one showed up, and it's the best one around. Her name is Eileen Carson of the Fiddle Puppets. My favorite clogger.
Traditionally, there's some kind of war that's supposed to happen between the bluegrass musicians and the old-time musicians, but we don't believe in war. I mean, we believe it happens, we just don't believe in taking part in it. Here's a song that Tom and I learned from Jenny Hawker and Kay Justice, wellsprings of great material. This is one called I'm Going to the West.
Fair land. my side. I'm going to the west. You say you will not go with me. You turn your lies away. You say you will not follow me, no matter what I say. I'm going.
I guess it's my turn to play something. This is a tune I wrote a while back. I was fortunate enough to have Sally Van Meter record it on her album. And you can also find it on the Rounder Banjo Extravaganza album. It's a fun tune. I named it after a very young boy, a little friend of mine from the D.C. area where I live now. His name's Tyson. Huh? And the tune is called Tyson's Dream.
Thank you.
while back, somebody sent me a poem in the mail, and I set it to music. I found out I'd never heard it before, and I found out after I set it to music that that was no new thing. It's been set to music many times by people everywhere from, what's that guy's name? Everyone from Sally Rogers to Walter Brennan have done their own versions of this song. And so here's mine. No, I'd never heard the other versions before. Since then, though, I have heard Walter Brennan's version. It's pretty special.
It was battered and scarred.
Oh, there it is. I can't do it. Well, anyway, we'll do this song for you. It's called The Touch of the Master's Hand. I'd like to send it out to all you fiddlers out there.
Whoops, wait a minute. Can't start with...
A dollar.